Welcome to the Middle East Report, your connection to truthful reporting on Israel and the Middle East. I'm John Riley. On this edition of the Middle East Report, we're going to take a break from what we normally do and share with you some thoughts about this very special weekend from on-air personality, nationally known speaker, and best-selling author J.J. Jasper. J.J., thank you for joining us here on the Middle East Report. Share some thoughts about this very special weekend.
John, it's an honor to be here. We can't overstate the importance of the Middle East. When you think about Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, when you think about Moses getting the Ten Commandments there in Israel, Jesus, our Judeo-Christian values. So thank you for this very important program. But yeah, when you think about the life, the death, the burial, and the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, what this is all about. Thinking about 1 Corinthians 15, starting with verse 3, the Apostle Paul, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, said, "For what I received, I passed on to you as of first importance, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures, and that he appeared to Cephas and then to the 12. After that, he appeared to more than 500 brothers at once." A whole lot of layers to this. I love how it says, according to the Scriptures, according to the Scriptures, that foundation of the authority of the Word of God, how important reading our Bible, knowing our Bible is. You get in the Word, you allow the Word to get in you. But he said, this is of first importance. So many things about God are wonderful, his grace, his mercy, his love, his forgiveness. But the Apostle Paul said, this is of first importance, that Jesus lived, he died, and on the third day, he rose from the dead. In fact, in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 14, he says, "And if Christ is not risen, then our preaching is in vain, and your faith is also in vain." And you think, wait, what? Going to church, singing the hymns, reading my Bible, praying, communion, fasting, all of that would be in vain if Jesus hadn't rose from the dead? Yes, that's what the Apostle Paul says. All the world religions, they'll gladly take you and show you where their leader is buried. One of the main things that differentiates Christianity from all the other religions, Jesus said, "I'm going to lay my life down. No one takes it from me. I'm going to lay my life down. After 3 days, I will rise from the dead." Wow, that's what it's all about. The life, the death, the burial, and the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the righteous requirements of a holy God were completely met in that little baby born in the manger, born of a virgin. He lived a sinless life, then he willingly went to the cross to pay the penalty for our sins. Our sins were nailed to the cross, if you will, and after 3 days, he rose from the dead. What's our response to that? Realize your need for God, repent of your sins, and receive Jesus Christ into your heart and life by faith. You can't say it better than what we read in Ephesians 2, verse 8 and 9. "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." It's all about a personal relationship with our living Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus is a life changer.
That's J.J. Jasper sharing some thoughts about this very special weekend. J.J., thank you so much for doing that. J.J. is an on-air personality, a nationally known speaker, best-selling author, a dedicated believer in Jesus. And we just want to echo, J.J., what you shared. If you are listening today to the Middle East Report and you've never surrendered your life over to Jesus, we want to encourage you to do that right now. This could be the only moment that you have. Surrender your life over to Jesus. Ask Jesus to come into your life to forgive you of your sins, and he will do that. This is your opportunity to see your life changed for eternity if you'll just say yes to Jesus. And we encourage you to do that. Don't put it off. Surrender your life over to Jesus. Thanks for listening to the Middle East Reports. I'm John Riley. Get a podcast of this wherever you get your podcast, and you can also get it from AFR.net.